You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Just over 1 month left until training camp. For now, it's relatively quiet at the UC Health Training Center. That'll change in due time. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here on Mason's Mailbag. And with kind of a lull in the offseason calendar, we're going to take a look at Broncos history in this mailbag. We're going to start with the Ring of Fame and this year's Ring of Famer, Red Miller, and what's coming next. Question from Brandon Smith. With Red Miller going to the Ring of Fame this year, who could be next? Well, let's start with the obvious ones over the next few years. Champ Bailey, obvious, slam dunk, he's going to be in. Peyton Manning, after when he's eligible, he's going to be in. Mike Shanahan, winningest coach in Broncos history, on the sideline for two Super Bowl wins. I think you expect to see him in at some point. And then you've seen in recent years the Broncos have kind of gone back into their history to get some names that deserve to be in the Ring of Fame that maybe had been a bit forgotten. And I think you'll see some more of those names go in over the next several years. Now, Ed McCaffrey is a name that may come up for his performance in the 90s and 2000s. Al Wilson, Trevor Price, outstanding defenders from the late 90s into the mid-2000s, all pros, pro bowlers. I think you're going to see them maybe get a look in the Ring of Fame. And then going back to the Orange Crush era, even though he wasn't on defense, Riley Odoms, tight end, played for Red Miller, was going to the Ring of Fame this year, was a standout on the 1977 team. I think Riley Odoms is someone who could come up in discussion. So plenty of possibilities, you know, but that being said, the ones you've got, I think you can put in Sharpie, so to speak, Peyton Manning, Champ Bailey, and I think Mike Shanahan right there with him. So plenty of activity in the Ring of Fame over the next several years, I think. You're going to see plenty of names added, and it'll be interesting to see what happens when they start running out of room on the upper deck facade. I think they'll find a way to make sure there's room for every name who deserves to be in the Ring of Fame. Kenny Strickland with this question. Since Red Miller will be in the Ring of Fame this year, I'd like to know where the 1977 team stacks among the great Broncos clubs. Very interesting question, Kenny, because obviously you'd have to say they're behind the three world champions, 97, 98, 2015. And then among the other teams, do you say they're behind the 2013 Broncos that went 13-3? Maybe, but maybe not. That 2013 team, great offense, defense that was riddled by injuries and buckled at times that year. And then you look back at the teams in the 80s that went to the Super Bowls. I would say the 77 team, probably a more complete team than some of those 1980s teams. So I would put the 77 team maybe fourth best in Broncos history. But I would also add this. I think this 1977 team was the most important one in Broncos history in terms of legitimizing the franchise nationally. And think of all the firsts it accomplished. First double-digit win season. First division title, first playoff appearance, first playoff win, first Super Bowl appearance. All of those really brought the Broncos into the spotlight in a way that had never existed prior to 77. The moments when the Broncos were in the national limelight were limited. The first Monday night game back in 73 against the Raiders, for instance. So that's why I look at the 1977 team as being the most important, especially looking at Broncos history. That's the demarcation point, because since 1977, you're looking at a franchise that, with very rare exceptions, has been a contender, that has been competitive, few losing seasons. It all started in 1977. I think a big part of the reason why Red Miller is going to the Ring of Fame is what that 1977 team was as far as being the launching point for what the Broncos organization became. So other teams in Broncos history were better, yes. But I'd say 1977, that was the most important team in Broncos history. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter, I'm at Mace Denver. Please use the hashtag AskMace to ask me a question. Till next week, take care and thanks for watching.